It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This song is about fall, baby. Let's go.
Yep. There's a 4 on the temperature app that I just opened up.
I mean,
when I got up this morning, a 4 is the first number.
We are thriving. Thriving.
Shorts check?
Shorts.
Okay.
Hoodie and shorts.
I've got a very thin pair of pants on. Oh, or joggers.
Easy
there.
Easy. It's early.
I went full jeans. I could not do shorts.
Full jeans.
Full jeans.
I mean, why not shorts? It's going to be, what's the high today? 73.
Yeah, but when's it get to 73? Like 5 o'clock?
It'll be 63 by the time we walk out of this room.
All right, it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
79 tomorrow, 81 Thursday and Friday.
Let's go.
You won't catch me saying this is unseasonably warm. It's this warm every year. That's part of the season. It's not summer-like. It's fall-like. This is fall. Fall, September 1st. This song's about fall, even though it's a September 21st because, right? 21st night is September? Isn't that about the equinox?
Oh, yeah. I guess that's
right. We don't go by the stars, no, Joe. We go by the months.
Yeah.
This is America.
It's supposed to get hot again later in the week, or am I
wrong
about
81.
That?
81 Friday.
81's, yeah, that's warm. That's warm.
And then Sunday's temperature looks like high of 62.
Look at Sunday.
I know. Look at Sunday.
Look at Sunday.
Maybe some lake effect rain.
62.
I heard that on the way in.
I don't like that.
Lake effect showers could pop up.
Oh, great.
Imagine
waiting 8 months for the season to look like what the Bills offense looks like, and we just don't get an idea because it's pouring rain the entire time, and everyone's running the ball.
Oh, they might be the same offense.
I guess.
Yeah, it's not going to pour. It's lake effect showers.
Well, when you say lake effect rain, I think lake effect snow is a lot of snow.
Sometimes.
Usually.
It's isolated.
Okay. All right. Just hoping that doesn't happen.
Good morning.
Looks like it could be beautiful.
Jeremy and Joe, welcome to football season. It is football season. Busy weekend of watching. I watched a lot of college football over the weekend.
Yep.
Lots of college football. Some golf, you know, some good stuff. Like this is our cup runneth over with things to watch now that we reach this time of year. Maybe you didn't know you wanted to just watch Florida State get hammered because it was funny. You probably didn't go into the weekend thinking that, but you found your way there last night.
Yeah. Man, they have a quarterback that cannot complete a pass.
Mm.
He misses everything. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. I mean, I came away from the weekend. There's a receiver in Arizona who had 4 touchdowns and like 500 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably receiver number 1 in the draft right now, but, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to do that today.
Syracuse has a quarterback.
Has a quarterback that throws the ball like an NFL thrower. He probably doesn't have the physical skills because, let me tell you, I noticed something watching Syracuse and watching Kyle McCord. And when I say NFL thrower, I just mean like really good throws. Making throws where, and anticipation throws, where like, wow, that's jump off the page kind of throw. But Joe, when you spend most of your life watching Josh Allen play quarterback, and then you decide to watch a game for another team you like, for me that's Syracuse, and the guy doesn't make anything happen in the backfield.
Yeah.
Downgrade.
Statue. He's a statue, if you will.
He's not going to make a lot of plays in the pocket.
Okay.
Like, it's not If that ball's not out kind of quickly, and again, you're comparing him to Josh Allen, which is like comparing Scottie Scheffler's golf game to anybody else. You know, like
he's
the best at getting out of that stuff. Watch Syracuse, watch Notre Dame go on the road and beat Texas A&M. Okay. Impressive win there. I watched Penn State.
The catch that the USC receiver made on Sunday night, which was insane.
Yep. We had highlight reel interceptions. I don't know if you saw the guy that did like a backflip. Might as well have been playing for the Savannah Bananas.
No, I think I missed that one.
There's a Savannah Bananas interception.
Okay, the guy does a backflip while catching it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go look for that.
I'll find that for you. I don't
remember the game it was in?
I don't know why I think it was Robert Morris.
Okay.
I don't know if they have a football program. I don't think they do. But you look for backflip safety interception. It was exactly as I describe it. Savannah Bananas, jump and flip and catch it, and with one hand.
Okay. All right.
So we had that, and what else? Fantasy drafts. If you're out there, you probably had a lot of fantasy drafts. I had two over the weekend.
Yeah.
I have two more this week.
Yep. I had a bunch of drafts this weekend. I had a couple. I auto-picked one of them.
Did you auto-pick the Guillotine League last night?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yeah. Guillotine you can auto-pick, though.
I agree with that.
Guillotine you can auto-pick.
You can get away with it.
Yeah, because your whole team's going to be different by week three, as long as you make it to week three. Week four, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Guillotine, so. You can get hurt in auto-draft. I'll tell you, while we're on it. All right. Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. On fantasy football for a moment. You know the worst thing about auto-draft? It's not that someone is auto-drafting. It's that if you are not auto-drafting and you're hoping one guy slides to you on the board, you're like, there's no way he's going to slide because there's three auto-drafts and they're just going to pick the three guys here.
If he's one of the top three names, you know he's gone?
He's gone because they got three guys auto-picking.
All right.
Or I need one more spot and the person is auto-picking. So
the person in front of me,
I don't even know that they want that guy as much as I do. But I'm not going to get him because the auto draft is just going to, you know, roll that list.
Right. All right. That's true. That would be frustrating.
That's the only part of it that stinks.
Yeah.
But on Guillotine, yes, you can auto draft because it's fine. The only way it would be rough is if you auto picked Josh Downs, who's going to miss week one.
Right. Right.
Okay. He's still a good player, but you know you got to survive week one. You just picked a guy that's not going to play.
Right.
And that can be maybe a little bit tough in some spots. So anyway. We've got all the football in the world. Coming up today on the show, of course, it's the NFL opener in 2 days. The Chiefs host the Ravens. Carrington Harrison, who covers the Chiefs and talks Chiefs, he joins us at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at 9 o'clock, Andy Major of the Bills on this year, getting to the stadium, driving, all that, what we can expect with the new stadium construction project ongoing.
Yep.
I feel like I remember, and I'll ask Andy this coming up at 9 o'clock, if you stay with us the whole way. I promise I'll ask this. If you listen online or maybe never find out the answer to this, that's fine too. I feel like I remember them saying this year was going to be the toughest of the years for traffic.
Okay.
Of the 23, 24, 25, that this year more space is taken up and everything might be a little bit tighter this year than any other.
Okay, because last year they were just getting rolling, right? They were just digging. Mm-hmm. They were just digging a hole. And then next year, maybe it'll be kind of almost up.
By next year, yeah. I feel like the whole outside, it'll just be doing stuff on the inside for a year.
Right. Yeah, you're doing interior home improvement at that point.
Right. We'll find out the answers to that coming up probably tomorrow.
All right.
We've got a segment scheduled on the stadium update tomorrow. So here we go.
You have camper plans for this weekend?
Same as usual. You know, we are in a different camper lot than we've been in years past.
Okay.
Same as last year, but there is no camper lot. I don't know what the future of the camper lot is. I'm not even sure the Bills know what the future of the camper lot is. So,
all right,
whatever. We're getting close. And, man, being in that stadium and being back, being ready, it's just...
For a real game.
Just what a time of year.
We've got
a game to watch Thursday, a game to watch Friday night.
Yeah.
Then the opening
Then all
week.
The college football on Saturday that you need. And then Sunday and We are starting Thursday. It is just like we're straight back. Do we get Maction on Tuesday even? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I don't know how early that starts in the season. Just I feel like college football set this up this weekend where they take advantage of the starting a week earlier than the NFL, right? Where they have a game every day.
Yeah, it's like bowl season.
Yeah, there was a game Thursday. There were games Friday. Like Wisconsin was playing on Friday, maybe. I don't know if there were any great games. But then Saturday you had everything. And then Sunday you had two top 25 teams, right? It was USC, LSU. And then last night you had, right, again, you have Florida State and everybody kind of laughing at them, which was funny.
Yep.
So that you had a game every day, like today and tomorrow, again, and Wednesday, I guess. Well, wait. Oh, here we go. First day. First time I've messed up the day of the week.
Day of week clock's right there.
All right, it's Tuesday. Today and tomorrow are like the only days we don't have football for feels like the next 8 months.
Yeah. Yeah, there'll be breaks in between, but then that's, you know, waiver stuff if you're in fantasy football.
Right, yes.
So it's what a time of year. What a time of year. We're back. We're so back. And then, of course, there's the weather. Everybody outside thriving. Sleeping weather. You can sleep great with a window open.
Now that we're here, you like the match? We like the matchups leading up to Sunday?
Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sure. We've got Carrington Harrison, who covers the Chiefs today. Sean Stettner covers the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or, no, I'm sorry, he's Thursday. Yeah, I was thinking about this matchup. Like, okay, we're 2 days away from the NFL opener. It's the Chiefs again. It's the Ravens again. And we spend a lot of time talking about the Chiefs. We do not spend a lot of time talking about the Ravens.
No.
Because I get the general idea that, I mean, the Bills have beaten them with Lamar twice. They lost once and they beat him twice. They beat him the last two times they played him.
The time and we're not counting the first one where he and Allen both debuted in the second halves?
No.
Yeah.
No, no.
That's both of their NFL debuts, but the game is long over by the time they enter the football
game.
That's
a Peterman game.
That's Peterman getting zero first downs in an entire half.
47-3 in Baltimore.
Yes.
Yeah, we
in the pouring rain.
Right.
I have friends who went to that game and they say it was the most miserable Bills game they've ever been to.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe it. We talk about the Chiefs all the time. We don't talk about Baltimore as much, and I get the feeling it's because Bills fans, they feel like if the Bills are going to come up against Baltimore, they're going to be fine. McDermott's going to have the answers against Lamar. They know how to defend Lamar. And that might be true. That might be true. I mean, you know, there are different versions of Lamar. This year, they'll play him early in the year.
Yeah.
And did they play last year? They did not play last year. So the Bills have not seen the post-Greg Roman Lamar Jackson Ravens.
They have not. They have not.
That'll happen this year.
They were down 20-0 also the last time they played them, weren't
and then,
they?
And then they went on to beat them.
They rallied.
Yep. I mean, it was 20-3, but yeah, it was a big comeback on the road last time.
That's a Sunday night game. Also, within, what, the first month of the year, week five, maybe that is. I wonder how much I'll think about them for this on Thursday because there's a couple teams that are pretty good that I think Bills fans kind of brush off a little bit because, oh, yeah, we handle them. Like, the Dolphins are certainly that, right? The Dolphins will never get respect because they can't beat the Bills. And the Jets, not yet, because we haven't seen you beat us yet.
Yeah, give them eight games, and it might be a different story than the Jets.
Maybe the Texans, too. Like, you might be worried about them, but you haven't seen them beat the Bills yet. The only two teams you've really seen beat the Bills that have the Bills' number is Kansas City and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Baltimore's not on that list.
Yeah, Jacksonville's not on that list, even though they've won like the last couple times they played.
Yeah, it's hard to
take
them seriously.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But the Ravens, like, is it really any less likely that they could just you run into them in the playoffs and now they're the team you can't get over? Like,
well,
they're pretty darn good all the time.
That's the thing, is that they have a quarterback that folds in the playoffs, and the Bills have a quarterback that thrives in the playoffs.
Right.
So if that game were to happen, if we could peek into a crystal ball and see at the end of the year it will be Bills Ravens in a playoff game.
Yeah.
What do you think will happen? I feel like a lot of people would just say, without you don't have to see the rest of the movie. You would just say, well, our guy does good in the playoffs and their guy doesn't, so I'm gonna pick the Bills. So I'm gonna go with past results driving future results.
Right. Yeah. They lost this narrative about them isn't out there. Maybe because their organization gets so much respect that it's like, oh yeah, they'll figure it out. They lost a lot of pieces in the offseason. There are some sites like I'm trying to remember who by expected points somebody did the chart on this. The Ravens lost more than anybody this offseason. They lost like their whole starting offensive line.
Yeah.
And I think I asked one of our guests recently about that. Like, hey, how come the Ravens don't get this? And it's like, well, their offensive line is terrible, but they have the two best people in the league that you could ask to succeed without a good offensive line. Like, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry might be the most offensive line-proof players at their position in football.
Yeah.
And that might be a good point. Like, if they can't block, I mean, Lamar's going to run away from them, and if they can't block, I mean, Derrick Henry's going to, you know, he's still going to get his, probably. So, yeah, they're a legit contender, though. They're a legit top-tier contender. And I guarantee Bills fans would feel like Lamar will fold if they play them in the playoffs.
Well, while they have folded in the playoffs, one of the reasons the Ravens have the reputation of folding in the playoffs is that they have lost as the one seed. And how different is that?
Yeah.
How different is that?
Twice, right?
Right, twice as the one seed in the divisional round, right? And the Bills, and the Bills have not done that. They have lost at home in the divisional round twice as the two seed.
I think that's right.
Right, like,
sorry, the Ravens lost as the one seed last year, right? So that's the AFC Championship.
And the year they lose to
the Titans,
okay, AFC
and
Championship,
and they were
they
the
made
one
it farther.
Seed.
So the Ravens have lost twice at home in the playoffs in Lamar's run, and the Bills have lost
both
twice at home in the playoffs. Different teams. I mean, they didn't lose to Tennessee.
Right.
They lost to the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Yep. 17-10. 17-10. I'm still mad about that game. They had him. They just had to score one touchdown. Zay Flowers, right? Zay Flowers. He was at the goal line.
Are you mad about that game? I thought we decided Bills fans' second favorite team was the Chiefs.
I don't remember if I subscribed to that.
We did this at training camp.
I do remember this.
We did this at training camp.
Yep.
You want anybody but Mahomes and the Chiefs, and the answer was no. You don't want Lamar to make the Super Bowl. You don't want Burrow to make another one. You don't want Tua or Aaron Rodgers.
I definitely don't want Aaron
Rodgers. Rather have Mahomes than all of them, because at least that's the devil you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went through that at training camp. Maybe I didn't get the results of the poll.
No, I think it won. I think the Chiefs won.
That you'd rather see the Chiefs win than anybody else.
I'm pretty sure. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure the Chiefs won that poll.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I did want to revisit that.
Which means everybody's rooting for them on Thursday night.
Right? Is that not what that means? Whatever. In relation to the Bills, you're probably rooting for the Ravens. I think.
Yeah.
I'm always going to root for anything that gets us away from Arrowhead Stadium, where we spend every night of our lives.
Do we care less about a game like that on Thursday because we're just not... Have we spent any time talking about or thinking about the one seed?
Yeah.
There's just so much
we haven't talked
in between...
About-
here and, the one seed, like, just get in. That we're hearing more of that than the one seed, where a Ravens-Chiefs game a year ago, 2 years ago, I would have been thinking about, like, all right, like, that's a game that could be meaningful for the one seed down the road. And I'm just not, I haven't thought about the one seed much at all.
There might be one big reason for this. I have this written down as something to get to, and we'll just do it right now. Cynthia Freeland, NFL.com, posted her projections, like win projections.
Okay.
Run 10,000 simulations, whatever. You can dig into how she did it if you'd like to at NFL.com. I'll just give you the results because there's a point to make in here. Projected wins.
Okay.
This is so you can go from, 6.4 to 11.9. There's decimals in here. The AFC East is won by who and what is the number?
Won by the Bills and 10.8.
The number is 10.1, and it's the Jets she has winning the division.
Okay.
Second place is?
Is it the Bills?
Yes, and the number is?
9.8.
10.1.
The same?
And the Dolphins finish in third, and the number is?
Is it 10.1?
It's 10.0.
That's funny. They're all within a decimal point.
Three teams separated by 0.1.
Yeah.
On a win projection. And... again, like, you can't win a tenth of a game. I know that. But Cynthia Freeland does a nice job. She writes this piece for NFL.com. And it's as close as it can pretty much possibly be in the division. You've got Tyreek Hill saying he thinks this is the best Dolphins team he's been on since he's been there. And while the Bills are a pretty confident bunch, I think, I don't hear anybody saying that about this year's team. We'll find out if they are. I mean, talk is cheap. But Hill says they're the best team they've been since he's been there. Rodgers, it's been a quiet month for him, which is kind of new.
Yeah, by his standards,
maybe,
it's been pretty quiet.
Maybe they are locked in for what's about to start for them. They started in San Francisco, though.
Yeah.
It's a tough start.
Yeah, but then they have a pretty soft belly of their schedule after that, I think. Yeah. Like, they are going to, if they get through the Niners, they could go up to the Bills game without losing. And they play in October 14th, I think the date is on that. So... they go Niners and then Titans, Patriots, Broncos, Vikings before they play the Bills. So you want you want to slow the Jets down, slow their roll a little bit, slow their hype. Like, they're 10.1, they're favored to win in the betting odds. You want to slow that roll a little bit and not hear about them as much. You better hope the Niners beat them. Because if they don't, that's a pretty soft four-game window before they play the Bills.
It's gonna be an intense start to the season. The Bills do not have, their easiest game is the first one.
Yeah,
maybe you think Miami.
Are those first five games for the Jets easier than any Bills game? Titans. Well, I guess the two of these teams are on the Bills schedule, right? Titans, Patriots, Broncos, Vikings.
Yes.
I mean, those would be like the Bills' four easiest games.
Yeah,
and they're four of the first five Jet games. The schedules are. The Bills can be a better team than the Jets and still not win the division.
Right.
Just because the schedule difference might be that dramatic.
803-0550 to join us. 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe here on a Tuesday morning as our teacher friends start to get ready to go back to school. Kids start to go back to school. All of it.
It means my teacher golf partners are done for the summer.
Yeah.
I lose them for the summer. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah. That happens. They're back. School starts this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
For a lot of people, school starts this week. Back to school stuff.
I noticed a lot of driving around. I was doing a bunch of things this weekend. Like license plates from out of town everywhere. Like we went to, whether it was a big super grocery store or like place, and it's just different license plates everywhere. So I'm assuming that's just parents driving their kids to college.
Maybe. Right?
There was probably a lot of that going on this past weekend. I'm guessing. I don't know. People also had off Labor Day, so I guess it could have been traveling to do something for Labor Day.
Labor Day. Long weekends. Let's hear it for long weekends.
Oh, awesome. Couldn't have done more. We did the jet boats for the first time ever.
Okay, my review of the jet boat is it's as much fun as people are allowed to have.
You told me that before. Like, you couldn't have set the bar higher when you said, it's the most fun you'll ever have. Like, okay, the most fun I'll ever have. It might have been the most fun I've ever had. Yeah. It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. It might be, if you're listening to this and like, oh, I should do that before the season's over. Like, I guess Friday it's going to be in the 80s.
Okay.
Because you get hit with water.
Yeah.
Like, the first wave that hits you in the face, you are not ready for how hard that wave's going to hit you. It's like, bam. What? Did I just get hit by a fish? Like, what just happened?
Yeah. It's a ton of fun.
Yep.
And a lot of people in this area haven't done it, which is kind of wild.
I hadn't done it. Yeah.
Well, good morning. 803-0550. We'll talk fantasy football. We'll talk Bills Chiefs. Tim Graham has a piece in The Athletic with two little nuggets I want to pull out from it that are really interesting about the Joe Brady offense. So, woke up and read that today. Mr. Stefon Diggs makes an appearance in this little piece, and it might really shock you what happens in there. So, just a quick bit of that. I want you to, of course, read Tim's piece. It's great work and good stuff on Joe Brady.
Also, are we on Jamar Chase tracker for this week?
Well, put it this way. In Guillotine, he was off my board.
Wow.
Right?
Off your board. Like, there's a point you would have done it. Right?
Okay, but sure, yeah. Right. On the bench, it's Guillotine.
But you,
I can't pick a guy
off your board. Really implies where I'd have to take him, he'll never fall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
or where right. I would take him, he'll because never.
I'm not
never
about
fall.
To use a first round pick on a guy that's not going to play. I guess we are indeed on Jamar Chase. Watch.
He's not the one I would have thought. If you told me 2 months ago or beginning of the offseason, like, hey, one of the star receivers is not going to play week one, he would not have been names I thought of.
The team most likely to have an issue is Cincinnati. That's the team.
Right, but I would have thought T. Higgins would have been the one that wasn't playing week one.
Right.
Not Chase.
Well, at least T. Higgins is getting paid. Go look at what Jamar Chase is about to get paid and look at what T. Higgins is about to get paid.
Because of the tag.
Yeah.
Is
T. Higgins making five times as much as Jamar Chase this year?
Yeah, isn't...
Wouldn't that drive you nuts if you're like, wait a minute, this is crazy. All right, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. It is Bills Cardinals game week. Sal's off today. We'll check in with him tomorrow. We've got injury reports to come this week. The Ricky Pearsall story is a scary one, but he appears to be okay on the non-football injury list after getting shot over the weekend, but he appears to be okay. The Seahawks announced when they are going to wear their throwback uniforms, and on we go. If you're on hold, stick with us. We'll get your calls on the Bills and Cardinals. We haven't uttered the must-win status game, but, whatever. It might get It might get floated. It might get floated. I'm starting to feel that. Jeremy and Joe with you on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
USC's Kyren Hudson.
Woo!
Yeah. Did you see the...
Amazing.
Did you see the Savannah Bananas interception yet?
Oh, no, I meant to look.
Okay.
All right, I gotta look right now. Gotta find it.
Backflip interception. Had to be the highlight of the weekend. It was... I'll find it. Someone tell me. Tweet it.
Are you sure it happened?
I'm positive it happened.
All right.
I retweeted it. I know I did. A guy did a backflip while making an interception with one hand. It's pretty ridiculous. Here it is. Yeah. Okay. It was indeed Robert Morris and Utah State.
Okay.
So.
Robert Morris and Utah
State. I'll just go ahead and tag you in this video.
All right.
You know what? I'll just retweet it again so everyone can see it. Why not? Jeremy and Joe, good morning. When I repost, now it's gone. Not disappeared. Right, whatever.
You know, the other thing we didn't bring up in the recap of the weekend is that Liverpool is back. Let's go.
Congratulations.
Let's go.
Very exciting.
Tough weekend for Arsenal, though.
Yeah. Getting kicked out of a game for something stupid is pretty stupid.
It really was.
Pretty stupid.
There was a really dumb moment
pretty,
that cost them.
Pretty stupid.
Yep. At least you didn't concede 3 goals in 10 minutes.
Saw that.
That was amazing.
Super cool.
Great Premier League weekend.
What Everton did has got to be like named in Everton now or something. That was one of the greatest things I've ever seen, watching their collapse. It was just awesome.
It's the most Everton loss of Everton losses.
It's why this is the best time of year. This is it. Everything is happening. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. 2 days from the NFL opener, 3 days from the first game in Brazil. Eagles and Packers are going to play in that one, and then off we go. You can join us and give us a call if you'd like, 803-0550. Rob in Connecticut leads us off this morning. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. And by the way, this is not let's get stupid, all right? I have a very serious question for you because you guys are always talking about fantasy football, and you kind of got me into the bug. So I'm wondering if anybody out there is listening or you guys might have some information on a fantasy football league for visually impaired people. Like, so we can listen to the stats and still keep, is there an app I could go to? Because I listen to Alexa all the time. So I'm not sure how to get involved. I want to get involved with fantasy football. You guys are full of information. And obviously, you know, I listen to you guys every single day. So that's where I would get my info. But do you have any info as far as hearing of any fantasy football leagues for the blind?
Okay, Rob, a very quick search of this. Looks like Yahoo might do this. Yahoo with voiceover on the phone, on the web, classic selection mode on the roster page. Like I'm seeing that Yahoo might be the best when it comes to accessibility in fantasy.
Okay.
It's the best answer I've got for you right now. I can continue to look a little more. So there you go.
The app itself like reads out the probably how it works.
Rob would assume you probably know this. Like voiceover on your phone can read your screen.
Yeah.
Site is best designed for that? I believe it might be Yahoo that is the best for that. So hope that helps. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. The college football weekend was awesome. Now we get to the NFL, and whatever. Like, it's time to
dive in. Find out what everybody is.
That's right.
Right?
It's time to find out who had an offseason that was full of crap and who's really bad versus who's really good. Somebody's going to be really bad. Sometimes you know who that is. Carolina last year, they had a rookie quarterback. We thought, you know, you probably thought Carolina would be eh. But did we think they're going to pick first? And they didn't pick first because they traded their pick.
Right.
But the Chargers last year are a good example. Anyone have the Chargers finishing, like, what'd they pick, sixth?
Right, they were top 10 pick. No, I've been waiting for the breakout for them for 8 years.
New England picked third. That's a team that, we're building on Mac Jones. We'll see where this thing goes. I mean, you know, you might have thought they were going to be just eh, and they picked third. So, there are teams out there that are about to be surprised at how bad they are.
Well, how many teams in the AFC do you truly feel like walking into week one, you don't know what they are going to be? Maybe the other end is a better question. Okay. Who do you feel like you know what they are?
Okay. AFC teams, I know who they are.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Okay. Yep.
They're going to be great.
Yes, they are.
That's my... Again, I could be wrong on that.
They're probably going to be great.
The Chiefs are going to be great.
Yeah. Barring injury. Feel like you know what the Ravens are?
No.
Even to a modest degree?
I mean, my level of confidence...
Because to me, like, I was thinking the other way, like, all over the place, no clue. Like, I'm kind of feel that way about the Chargers right now. They could be bad to me. They could be great because of Harbaugh. But I feel like on the flip end, I feel like I kind of know what the Broncos are going to be, right? Like, they're going to be...
I don't know. They've got a...
No?
At the risk of being...
They're not going to be great.
Too wishy-washy on it. Are they? What if Bo Nix is CJ Stroud?
No.
Like, that happened last year. The Texans picked... second, and then became this team that was...
Take the preseason pledge and tell me Bo Nix is going to be C.J. Stroud.
I don't even need to take the preseason pledge. C.J. Stroud had a terrible preseason.
That's what I mean. Like, but the whole knee hype of Bo Nix is what he did in the preseason.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. It's just...
Isn't it?
A rookie quarterback changes you right away if he's good.
Like, I could see the Colts being that. Because I feel like they have a gifted quarterback.
They have a guy with a lot of hype.
I have no idea
what they're going to be because they have a lot of hype. And right now it's a lot of hype.
Right.
Like I was,
all right, so maybe the better question is, how many do we actually feel like we know what they are?
I was going to say the Chiefs, and I was almost done. I mean, but
the Texans?
I think they're going to be really good.
Right, like
really,
I feel pretty solid in knowing what the Texans are going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, if there's confidence scores here, I'm 99% sure the Chiefs are going to be great. I might be 90% sure that the Dolphins are going to have an awesome offense. I should probably be 100% sure on that one. The Jets, if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, are probably going to go to the playoffs.
I feel like, I don't know if you would be willing to say, I feel like I know that the Patriots are not going to be good.
That's probably right.
Even if I like Drake May, just they're no way. That offense is putrid.
It's probably pretty
Drake May, of the Drake May potential.
The Steelers are probably not going to be good. They've got a good offensive line. Their defense always performs.
But they're going to win eight games.
They're going to be terrible, and they're going to win eight games. Yeah. Right? So I know exactly what the Steelers are going to be.
All right.
The Jaguars, Titans, Colts, Broncos,
Jaguars,
Raiders.
We probably know what the Jaguars are going to be. The Jaguars, right? They're going to be
10-7, and no one's going to think about them twice.
Nope. Yep. And if they squeeze into the playoffs, nobody will take the idea seriously that they're going to go on some deep run or anything of the sort.
But it's no coincidence that I'm definitely not saying I know what the Bills are, because I have no idea what the Bills are going to be.
No, I don't. The Bills are definitely not on that.
They're
list.
A team that, for the first time in a lot of years, maybe at least 4 years, it seemed to have a ton of variability on what they could be. They could be great. There's totally plenty to believe they could be great. And then there's, well, the quarterback's great, and he might not have as much help as he's had in years past. And that's, you know, defense, a lot of guys that aged out. I realize they were older, but it's a team with so many changes that you just kind of... Not every change is going to go perfectly. Some might. Keon Coleman might go great, and Cole Bishop might not be good, or vice versa. Or, you know, Milano, covering up for the Milano injury last year, it took the Bills a couple weeks to get there, and then they did. They were fine.
Huh.
Will it be right away without Milano that they're good, or will it take a couple weeks? My guess is, you know, it could be okay because they've had a little time to plan for this. But, you know, with the Bills, I don't know. And... one thing about the Bills, we don't even know how much they're going to run the ball. I mentioned Tim Graham in The Athletic. He has a piece today about Joe Brady, and I wanted to bring up two notes from it. a couple that we already know how when Brady went over, they were the run-heaviest team in the league. They called runs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that something he wants to do, or was that his best adaptation of the Ken Dorsey offense? That's one thing that's a big question we don't know. But I read something about Brady, to kind of piggyback on Tim Graham's point. I read something about Brady from Stephen Ruiz of The Ringer. Stephen Ruiz wrote a piece that was, I think, 24 questions that will define the NFL this season. And what he wrote about the Bills was about their offense and how, you know, can they replace the production of Stephon Diggs in the aggregate? And Stephen Ruiz was complimentary of the Bills' receiving group, saying, I actually think they've got enough here to make it work. You've got Josh Allen who's going to make it work. But he wrote something about Brady that I'd not thought of until I read the words. Which, listen, we talk about this team all the time, right? We've thought about every angle. You're out there, you think about this team all the time. You thought every angle.
Yep.
Maybe you thought of this one. I had not. Stephen Ruiz writes, Brady earned the full-time job after acquitting himself nicely as the team's interim offensive coordinator of the second half of last season. His biggest accomplishment was reining in Josh Allen and cutting down on his turnovers. It's difficult to say whether that will continue in 2024. And then here's the money shot. If Brady can continue to lower Allen's turnover numbers while keeping production levels high, he'll be getting some job interviews next offseason. And, okay, so what's the big part of that? The big part of that is the primary directive to reduce turnovers? Would that be the thing that people would be most impressed about? Because we talk about turnovers all the time. We talk about them in why players say Josh Allen's overrated. We talk about them why he's not high enough on the NFL top 100. We talk about it why all these turnovers are why he hasn't won an MVP. Even though most people watching say, why are you obsessed with these? The downfield arm punts are not the same as line of scrimmage interceptions, and on and on and on. Like the interception point, when we're complimenting Allen, we're constantly saying how it's overdone. The point's overdone. Why do these players are too obsessed with turnovers? And here Stephen Ruiz kind of made it click for me, Joe, which is, wait a minute, if he gets Allen's turnovers down, will that be viewed as the most impressive thing he's done? What if Josh Allen threw 6 picks this year? Total.
Is Joe Brady would get credit for it.
Is he gone? Look what Joe Brady did. Yeah. They cut down on the turnovers.
It's his lane to get credit.
Yeah.
Right? Because otherwise, any other way you do it, it's, you know, I guess with Diggs out, maybe you could get some credit in that area too. But for the most part, you got a Josh Allen offense. You come in and you're fourth. You know, you're not getting credit for having the fourth best offense in the league. You have Josh Allen. He's going to get an MVP, right? But
a talking point is right there to be made.
Yeah.
If he cuts down the turnovers.
And if he's, I mean, you don't want him to believe that he would be thinking this, but if somewhere in the back of his mind he's thinking about the thing that gives him the best chance of becoming a head coach one day, I mean, designing an offense that doesn't have Allen turning the ball over, right? That's going to be your quickest way to become a head coach.
Yeah, and no, you know,
that's
no,
not a bad. It's not a bad.
It's an point. It's an interesting observation from Stephen Ruiz, and it clicked for me. That's the thing he is most likely to get credit for. That would be just him, because Allen turned it over under Dable, and turned it over under Dorsey, and if that number comes down under Joe Brady, there you go. You have your, well, this guy can coach. And wouldn't necessarily have to be wrong. You know, we wouldn't take 6 turnovers if it meant 20 touchdowns. Like, that's not right. That's not a good trade.
No.
I still need the 42 total touchdowns. But if you do it with 6 turnovers, guess what happens? Josh wins the MVP, and your offensive coordinator might get a job right away. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Interesting observation from Stephen Ruiz there. Jeremy and Joe, happy Tuesday. Happy September. Happy meteorological fall. We celebrate meteorological fall on the show, even if it is tough to say. I'm drinking a pumpkin spice latte to get in the mood.
Wow. Huge.
Decided, you know, on the way in, why not?
Tis the season. If it's in the 50s, you're all in. Yeah. You want the hot one, too?
Yeah. Hot.
I go iced. Gotta go iced.
When we get back, a lot of craziness in college football this weekend. Nothing crazier than what college football is asking all of us to do.
Zachariah Branch would just dust the kickoff guy on the return. So McAfee's never going to let me hear the end of that.
30 seconds.
Timeout. As LSU uses a timeout here. Remember, too, we start a new college football season. We're at 2:36 to play here in the first half. There is a new 2-minute timeout. We've been asked not to call it a warning, but at 2 minutes, there's a timeout and a clock stoppage at the end of each half in college football.
Hey, good morning. Don't call it a 2-minute warning in college football. It's a 2-minute timeout. Don't. We've been asked not to call it a warning.
I feel like, doesn't he also think it's stupid because he's even saying, like, well, guys, we've been asked not to do it.
Stop tweeting at me about how I'm calling it the 2-minute timeout.
Yeah, it's like, I know.
I've been asked to. I need an investigation. Asked by what party?
Yeah.
Asked by who?
Did you see the follow-up on this? The follow-up was that, like, the rules committee
way
lead...
back when. Yeah, it's less of a warning than it used to be. It is?
Well, they wanted to differentiate it from, like, the NFL and
what?
I don't know.
We're gonna call it the 2-minute warning, everybody.
Right. Everybody's gonna call it.
That's what we're gonna do.
Everybody's gonna call it the 2-minute warning.
The 2-minute timeout. We've been asked to call the timeout. All right, but we're not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Imagine that meeting. Who is that? The NCAA?
Yeah, someone in the NCAA.
Hey guys, quick combo. Just don't call it a 2-minute warning. Who told that person to tell them to do that?
Right.
How far does this go? We've been asked to call it a timeout.
Yeah, here we go. It was the coordinator of... Chris Vanini was tweeting about this from The Athletic. NCAA announced 2-minute timeout. Asked coordinator official Steve Shaw why they didn't use warning. He said, because it's not a warning like it originally was created for in the NFL. And then Chris said, okay, I said, okay, but everyone is going to call it the 2-minute warning. So this is maybe their reaction to that. But like, why do you care? Who cares? Just call it the 2-minute warning.
I don't know.
There also was a dog in that booth. Kirk Herbstreit's dog just wandered in.
There was a dog
into the booth, just laid down.
803-0550, our phone number. Staff at NFL.com makes their Super Bowl picks. There's one pick of the Bills, and it might be a little bit triggering when we tell you what the pick ultimately is. Greg Rosenthal picking the Bills to win it. Nobody else does. A lot of answers on the Chiefs, a lot of answers on Baltimore, San Francisco. Football season is here. It's upon us. Opener is... 2 days away. Jeremy and Cho on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.